Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Okay, everybody. It is the Ryan and Goodman podcast, Sangway Along for the Ride. A lot to do today. Jeff wasn't around for the post-trade talk. He's got many thoughts. But first, we have to tell you, football is in the rearview mirror, but BetOnline still has you covered. Odds, scores, totals, player performance props. Who's going to be the next fired coach? I mean, you name it, you can bet on it with BetOnline. BetOnline is basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code CLNS50 to get you started. Bet online where the game starts. Okay, Bob last week talked about the big trades. Jeff wasn't here. Let's start with Harden goes to Philadelphia. Simmons and Curry come back from Philly to Brooklyn. Some other people involved, but those are the big ones. You knew this was coming down. You had an idea it was coming down, Jeff, from one of your former colleagues. And your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wasn't all that surprised because Brian Windhorst was reporting it beforehand that the two sides were talking. I think this is something that probably both sides had to do, roll the dice. If you're Daryl Morey, you had to make a move because you didn't want to throw away the year with Joel Embiid playing as well as he is. And if you're the Nets, listen, Harden wanted out. That was clear. And you get a guy who's 25 years old who I know can't shoot, but if you have Kyrie and KD on the court, Ben Simmons doesn't really need to shoot. Now, the key is Kyrie here, right? I mean, obviously, he's always going to be the key. But I think if you have a healthy body and mind Kyrie, a healthy body and mind KD, Ben Simmons is the perfect – I know Bob doesn't like him, but he's the perfect guy for those two, is he not?
Got a question. I started, as I told Gary last week, Daryl Morey was right, and I, among others, was wrong. We were advising him all year, take 25 cents in a dollar, 50 cents in a dollar, Matt, get it done. Get the guy out of there. He's not going to play for you. Get something. And he did, was holding out to get a high-profile player, which he got. My question is this. If we don't have this aberrational circumstance of James Harden concurrently wanting out of Brooklyn at the same time that Simmons is, you know, yeah, doing this thing, does he ever get that deal made? How lucky is he, you think, Morey, that he has no control over what Harden's druthers are in Brooklyn, right, that we know of? He just, it just so happened that while his guy was sitting out for whatever reason, this Harden thing materialized, which wasn't a, it wasn't on the radar screen 2 months ago or 3 months ago, was it? No, I don't think so. So I'm just saying, he lucked out in that regard.
He did. He absolutely lucked out, and it worked out for him. And now the big question is, again, is Harden a guy who's going to be able to revert back to what he was, right? I mean, he looks old. He does. He looks old at this point. And now with the new rule changes, he's not able to get away with some of the same things he was even as recently as last year. I don't trust James Harden anymore. I don't trust him. I actually trust Ben Simmons because he's 25 years old. He's a super athlete. I know he doesn't shoot the ball. I know there's some issues there, but people are acting like he's got mental health issues. There's no mental health issues with Ben Simmons. He just didn't want to play any more than Daryl Morey didn't want him on the team. So what's he going to say?
Okay, but guys, Embiid is on fire. I mean, he had 40 points the other night. Philly's on a roll. Embiid's an MVP candidate. You know, does – I'll start with you, Bob. Does Harden screw things up with Philly?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought things were going very nicely for them. I thought that they had hit a groove. They had a chemistry. They had whatever. And I thought there was, you know, but Harden, in theory, you know, this guy's past performance, not like it was, we're talking about stock here, but it's kind of like that, right? It's his past performance indicates that, that he's a high level player. People are talking about the possibility of a great pick and roll duo with he and Embiid, impossible to guard. But that, as but Jeff's already made an allusion. Is he the same guy? Even last year he fooled the hell out of me last year with how many assists, the way he was piling up assists, but this year he hasn't. You know, he's still averaging 22, but he's working hard for it. And I don't know. I don't know if he's going to screw them up at all.
In the playoffs last year, he was hurt, right? When it mattered most. I just don't know how much we can trust James Harden and Joel Embiid, two very injury-prone players. Mm. And that's why I think Morey made the right move, because you had to get something for Simmons. And as you say, yeah, you got an all-star. You did. I just don't know if you got an all-star who's going to have enough left in the tank and be on the court at 100% along with Joel Embiid when it matters most. But I listen, had to roll the dice. Sean Marks in Brooklyn had to roll the dice. I actually think the Nets got the better of the deal because they got a couple picks. They got a shooter. And again, I think Ben Simmons, the other part here is Patty Mills is a guy that he's looked up to for years, okay, and known for years. If there's anybody that can maybe get to Ben Simmons and teach him maybe work ethic and culture and all of that, he didn't have anybody in Philly. You got to remember, Embiid and Ben Simmons grew up in the tanking era in Philly, right, with Sam Hinkie.
Okay, we're approaching the second half of the season, guys. We're going to talk about the team that's under the radar and the team that no one trusts. Let's start with you, Jeff. Who's under the radar and who don't you trust for the second half?
I mean, I'll start with who I don't trust, and that's Cleveland. I mean, again, they've done an incredible job. They're third in the league. But if I'm anybody, you know, the Celtics, Toronto, whoever, Philly, I want to be playing Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs. And Darius Garland's been awesome. They've been really good this year, but ultimately I still don't trust them. Evan Mobley's been terrific. They've done a great job. Kobe Altman and Mike Ainsley have done a heck of a job there. To me, they're the kind of overrated team that everybody I think wants to see. And I haven't given up on the Lakers. I don't know if they can do it. They got to get healthy. But if somehow they're healthy, do you really want to see a team with a healthy LeBron and Anthony Davis when it comes down to it? I wouldn't.
Mike, I'm writing them off. I do not believe that it's going to happen. And once again, you talk about injury prone. Will Anthony Davis be there when you need him? Who knows? The team that I think is not. It's funny, they're hanging around again. They're having a nice year again. Nobody pays any attention to them at all. Is Utah? They just keep doing what they do, and.
I'm not a postseason believer. I'm just not a postseason believer in the Utah Jazz.
No, but I can understand that. I'm just saying, but they nobody takes them seriously.
Nobody.
How about Memphis? Memphis is playing almost 700 ball.
That's my team. I love those guys. I mean, dude, I love those guys. Right now, man, I would go to Beale Street. I imagine going down, hanging out on Beale Street, getting some fried pickles at BB King's, and going to watch them play. I am all for that. That's an assignment I want.
Yeah, well, that kid, you know, he's in the short list of people that you want to see play every night. There's no doubt that Morant has entered into that category. But I'm just trying to think of anybody else. I'm not sure. I want to like Chicago.
You're scared. You don't trust.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, guys, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's still going to be the Bucks. I think it's going to be Philly because I think Harden's going to be good enough. And it's going to be the Suns and it's going to be the Warriors because all these other teams are great. I don't think listen, man, if Memphis got in the finals, the NBA they'd hate it, but I would love it. And I know Bob would too. You still got to have the star. You know what I mean? You still got to have that to be in the Final Four, you still got to have that star.
Well, they got a star.
Can Denver beat Memphis in the first round if they play each other?
That's a good series, huh, Jeff? That's a good series. I mean, Bob, you think that's a good series?
Well, of course, I'm a can't be a Jokic fan, but I that it would be an interesting matchup. Can they? Yeah, of course they can.
Hey, we're going to take a break now from the Ryan and Goodman pod. Don't worry, they have plenty more to say. It's a new year, and it's harder to find qualified people. Okay, that's where LinkedIn comes in. Now, especially for small businesses, LinkedIn Jobs is the place for you to go. They make it easy to find the people you want to talk to faster, and it's for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. It's why small businesses rated LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires for leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million people, 40 million job seekers go to LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/scribe. That's linkedin.com/scribe to post your job for free. Terms and conditions, well, you know, those they always apply. Check them out. Okay, all right, Jeff, we talked about the Derek White situation coming over to the Celtics, and the Celtics are on a roll now. They are in the hunt. As we record this, they're 4.5 games out. They're in fifth place. They beat up on a bunch of bad teams. Your thoughts on Derek White coming to Boston?
You know, to me, I love this trade. I absolutely love this trade because I think it gives the Celtics everything they haven't had, a ball mover, a high IQ player, a guy that doesn't care about his own numbers, a guy that's all about winning the right things. Is he like the end-all, be-all? No. But I don't think you're getting the end-all, be-all, and I think Brad Stevens understood that now. Is you could wait for the offseason, but how many big-time free agents have the Celtics ever attracted? They got Gordon Hayward because of Brad Stevens. They got Al Horford. He wasn't an elite-level free agent. I think Brad Stevens knew you can try to play this lottery game at the end of the year and roll the dice and get a big, but you're not going to do it. So what can I do to improve this team now? That's what he's done with Derek White. He is absolutely perfect for this group. And maybe he helps gel. And you've already seen it a little bit with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They've been better over the last couple of weeks. Now you've got a guy who can play with Marcus Smart. You don't have to play big man ball and try to play Robert Williams and Al Horford together. You go White, Smart, Jaylen, Tatum, Robert Williams. It's an elite level defensive team, and Derek White knows how to play. He makes great decisions.
I have to tell you, Jeff, when the deal was made, I was unprepared because Derek White has flown under the Bob Ryan radar. I did not know anything about him. I couldn't tell you where he'd gone to college. I find out about Colorado and all the perambulations and how he got there and playing at that, you know, and all that. And I looked up, my God, he scored 14 points a game last year. My God, he's scoring 15 points a game this year. He's got four or five assists. And he's supposed to be a good defensive player. And he's supposed to be a good team guy. Yeah, yeah. I say, how have I missed? I just have. I missed him. Missed him completely. And, I, you know, and now that I've seen him, I'm going, why'd they give him up? That's my next question. Why'd they give him up? They that infatuated with Richardson or whatever? I know.
No. They wanted the first round pick, Bob. They wanted the first. So they've got three first round picks. San Antonio's planning for the future, obviously. They're not very good.
Yeah.
Derek White's a good player, but I think they feel like, you know, we need to figure this thing out through the draft. But I think Derek White's a guy that just fits in well for what the Celtics need. They're not there yet. But I think if you're Brad Stevens, you're looking at it, hey, you know what? We're in that sixth spot. If we draw Cleveland, if we avoid Milwaukee, we've got a chance now. We got two all-stars. We got a couple guys. And I still wonder, here's my question. I still wonder if now having Derek White allows you to be able to deal Marcus Smart.
Well, the great 64, you know, the great question is, what is his trade value? Who loves him? You have to really, you know, have a Bob Ryan level love for Marcus Smart, you know, but be a general manager, you know, and because, you know, not everybody, you know, I'm an unabashed fan of his. Okay, that's interesting. What I like about what's happening, okay, everybody knows that they've been beating up on bad teams. But they've been beating up on bad teams. They're doing what they should do. This whole thing, this metamorphosis, if you will, has to start somewhere. And the way it's starting is that they're winning the games they should win. Beginning of the year, they weren't always doing that. And they're, not only are they winning these games, they're killing people for the most part. And then the last game, they come from big halftime deficits, score 42 points in the third quarter, which is a nice sign to win that game. So I like what they're doing. Now, the schedule, they got Philly coming up immediately. That'll be interesting. Good. But I like the foundation seems to be being laid. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Listen, they're not sellers. I thought they were going to be sellers. They're not sellers.
No. You know.
I like the move. I like the move for Brad. I think he made them better. Are they ready to contend for an Eastern Conference title? No, but they got one piece better. And now, again, can you add another piece in the offseason and go into next year thinking that you have a chance to maybe be an Eastern Conference final type team?
Great stuff, guys. Always a pleasure.
By the way, one more exit. Yeah. Jeff, I went to the BC Duke game, and of course, Jason was there. Yeah. And someone had a sign, and the sign said, Deuce Tatum, BC 2038.
I don't think Deuce is going to let him go to BC. I think he's going to send him to Duke.
It was funny, though. It was funny.
And on that note, gentlemen, we'll talk to you next week.